Good morning, Symphony. Today we are closing up the book of Ephesians for today's Devo, chapter 6. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Bondservants, obey your earthly masters with fear and trembling, with a sincere heart as you would Christ, not by the way of eye service as people pleasers, but as bondservants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, rendering service with a good will as to the Lord and not to man, knowing that whatever good anyone does, this he will receive back from the Lord, whether he is a bondservant or is free. Masters, do the same to them and stop your threatening, knowing that he who is both their master and yours is in heaven, and that there is no partiality with him. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and, as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints, and also for me, that words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak. So that you also may know how I am and what I am doing. Tychicus, the beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, will tell you everything. I have sent him to you for this very purpose, that you may know how we are and that he may encourage your hearts. Peace be to the brothers and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all who love our Lord Jesus Christ with love incorruptible. Amen. Paul's final exhortation to the Ephesians is found in verse 10. He says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. How do we do that? Well, he tells us to put on the full armor of God so that we can stand against the schemes of the devil. The most important thing when a soldier goes into battle is that they must know who their enemy is. Oftentimes, when there are difficulties in life, like Adam and Eve, our nature is to blame others. For example, stress at work? Well, it's our boss's fault for overworking us. Conflict with roommates? If only my roommates would put away the dishes. Trouble with sleep? Maybe one day I'll get it when my neighbors decide to be courteous with their noise levels. You see, it's easy to blame others, but Paul makes it very clear in verse 12 that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Your neighbor, your friend, your parents, your boss, whoever it is, no matter what wrong they have done, they are not your true or ultimate enemy. They are your brothers or sisters in Christ, or are your neighbors that are in need of Christ's love. Know your enemy. He is the devil, the father of lies. Paul exhorts the Ephesians to put on the whole armor of God. There are several pieces to this armor: the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes with the readiness given by the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit. I want to focus on two pieces for today's devotions. First, the shield of faith. When do you use this? Verse 16 says, use it in all circumstances. And what does it do? The shield of faith, it says, it can extinguish the flaming darts of the evil one. Now, I think we've all been in seasons before where it's so difficult and it feels like there are flaming darts coming at us left and right. We are left defenseless, just taking the hits. Oftentimes, this is when we agree with hopelessness that the enemy shoots at us. Holding up the shield of faith looks like believing in Jesus and what God says is true. It looks like trusting in God's goodness and provision, even when we don't see it with our own eyes. And sometimes our faith may look as small as a mustard seed, but even that has the power to extinguish every flaming dart of the enemy. The second piece I want to highlight is the sword of the Spirit. Of all the pieces of armor, this is the only weapon that is the offensive piece that God gives us. Paul says that the sword of the Spirit is the word of God. Whereas the shield of faith is defensive, the sword of the Spirit is offensive and pushes ahead or advances and takes ground away from the enemy. For the word of God is the ultimate truth and holds all authority. Now, I've never invested in knifeware before. My whole life, my kitchen knives have been embarrassingly dull, and I just fight with a knife to manage to cut through even the simplest of foods. In fact, I heard it's even more dangerous to use a dull knife than a sharpened one. Our resident Dan Jang, on the other hand, he has really nice knives, and from time to time, I see him sharpening them, and he puts a lot of ease and attention to take care of them. When it's time to prep ingredients, I'm always amazed at the ease of how he can use it because it's sharpened. He barely presses down on the food. I tried it, it barely presses down, and the foods just slice very easily. Similarly, we must sharpen our swords and take care of it. This looks like meditating on the Word of God, memorizing His Word, and etching the scripture on our hearts. And with that, when the enemy attacks, our weapon is sharpened and ready to strike through. So it's so important that we use the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So today, let us heed Paul's words and be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might by putting on the full armor of God. Let us take up our shield of faith and sharpen our sword today. Let's pray. Lord, I'm amazed and so grateful that you equip your children against every attack of the enemy. We are equipped through your Holy Spirit to withstand and to stand firm and to persevere. Lord, I ask that you would help us to put on the full armor of God each and every day. We don't want to be a people that just sit there and take the hits of the enemy. But you have given us everything that we need, and you have given us your Holy Spirit to be able to withstand. And so, Lord, we just want to thank you for this. Help us today to specifically take up our shield of faith and to sharpen our sword so that we may live as your ambassadors, as your sons and daughters, living in the fullness of our identity. Lord, we thank you and we love you. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.